And we're back. Hello
Hello, good
again.
morning. They don't know we were here in the first place.
Whatever, we're back from last week.
Oh, hi.
We're back.
We're
Welcome
back.
back.
We're back again. Welcome back to Oaks and Dreams podcast.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We are
And
on
viewing.
episodes and viewing.
And
We're,
viewing.
yes, because you can see us
Yes, you
on
can.
episode seven. Seven
Yay.
is heaven. Do you remember that show, Seventh Heaven?
Yeah, it was terrible. But
Oh,
awesome. I watched
man.
every episode, but now I look back and
Right.
yikes.
Super
What a
yikes. Anyway.
cringy show. Remember? Oh my, we'll get into that later if we want to talk about Seventh Heaven. Boy,
Yeah.
we can.
We don't need to today.
Dang.
So thanks for watching and thanks for listening. We have a bunch of likes and follows on the socials, but I'd really like to see some more subscribers on the old YouTube. So head on over to there and hit subscribe and give us, some points up because that'll help get more people annoyed by us every week.
Yeah, that's our goal, is to have the entire world irritated with us every single week.
Just slightly. Not
You
enough
know,
to actually be
actually,
mad.
I don't think we're the most like irritating people on the planet right now, which is, really nice.
That is really nice,
Goals.
actually.
Goals.
Perspective.
Yeah,
The gift of perspective is a wonderful thing.
really is. So, where are you? We're not in our normal recording space right now.
We're not. I'm in St. Louis. We drove here late last night. We're here for a quick little spring break hang, me and the fellas.
Go see what that arch do.
Yeah, when we got here last night, so Devere fell asleep at like shortly after 8, and then as we were approaching the city, it was like 11:30. And he woke up. The city lights must have illuminated his eyes, and all
Oh,
of a
he's a city
sudden,
kid.
yeah, all of a sudden we hear him from the back seat, "Whoa!" And he had seen the arch because you drive right by it when you get into town. And our hotel is a ways away from downtown. It's like we're like staying on a hotel on the west side. We're not right downtown. But today we're gonna go to the zoo and see some animals. It's raining right now. But I hope that kind of subsides as the day moves on. But zoo today, city museum tomorrow, and the city museum is like this indoor outdoor play space on steroids. There's a Ferris wheel, there's slides that get you from one floor to the next. There's all kinds of stuff. We're gonna spend the whole day there tomorrow.
You can have so many different kinds of fun while you're getting the flu. Love it.
Yeah, Alex
Great.
has a little bit of a cold, and I feel kind of this
Great.
morning, but I've got my water and I'll be fine. And tomorrow we'll go up, or Tuesday, sorry, we'll go up into the arch. We've got tickets to take a ride up, and
That'll be
I
cool.
didn't. It'll be really cool. I've never been up there. It's right next to the water, so it's supposed to be a nice, clear, sunny day on Tuesday. So I'm hoping for awesome photo ops while we're up there.
Yeah, that'll be
It's
really
gonna be
pretty.
great.
So this is our first remote recording episode. So we're trying it out to see how it goes for us. We plan for some future episodes. We really want to record in different locations, different friends' businesses, and outside eventually. So this is kind of a test run for
Let
that
us
for
know how
next.
we do.
Yeah, please do. It's kind of weird not being in the same room
I know, right?
doing this actually.
So
So
far away. You're
yeah.
so far away.
Today's our
Okay.
8-year friendiversary
8 years
on the internet. I know.
on the internet.
On the internet. No, I think it probably is about right, because I'm sure we probably added each other before we actually became friends.
Probably.
So
Do you remember the first time that we met?
no.
I vaguely remember it. The first time I remember seeing you was at the High Noon Saloon.
Was it
We
Charity Cambry?
it might have been because Tim's cousin had just passed away. Yep. And that was my first introduction to Karin was, oh, she was really tight with Tim's cousin and she unfortunately passed away. It was really sad. And that kind of our Venn diagrams
You just
joined.
all of a sudden became like magic.
Yeah,
Fused into one.
fusion. Yeah.
Yeah, I
So
mean, thankful for Tim for that, because Tim really, I don't
absolutely.
know. I'm trying to figure out how that happened too, because I was doing this little festival in the Dells called Tootaloo. What started in Viola, and I think Tim got wind of it somehow, being in the Driftless, which makes sense, and being like, "Who are you? What are these? Who are these people? What are they doing?" And I remember him being like, just so great about. We were doing Tootaloo 1 year, but we had been really dragging our feet on the dates, and we couldn't figure out. We hadn't announced anything, and him
Sure.
reaching out and being like, "Hey, heads up, we're going to be introducing this new festival this year." That was the first year of Bonfire. And we don't want to step on any toes. We just want to know what dates you guys are doing. And so I was like, wow, this person's like really, really great, because I feel like not, that doesn't happen all the time. And then after that, like Tootaloo kind of fizzled out on its own naturally. And he kind of really reached out and took me under his wing and really wanted me to, like, come be a part of the team. And, here we are now. I mean, years and years later. And, that's always just been, it's just always been a special, like, bond I've had with Tim. And so I'm just grateful for him that he's brought me into like this world of, and I got to meet you, which is so, so great. Just everything. I mean, Tim, you really changed my
Tim.
life.
He's like everybody's brother, Brother
He
Tim.
really, truly is. He's so great.
He's got the biggest heart. He's so kind. He is so aware of every perspective, and that's something that I really like appreciate and respect about him as business partners. It really helps.
Right. No, for sure. It's like getting to work with him more now that I'm helping with, with behind the scenes stuff. And it's just really nice to, like, there's a part of you that like really wants to make Tim proud all the
Yes,
time.
right? All the
So it's
time.
like I always want to just make sure that he's really proud of me. I don't want to let him down. So it's just like, it's just great. And when Tim is excited about something you're doing, it's like the best feeling in the world. I did not intend for this to be a gassing Tim up episode. It was more about
No, me
us, but
neither.
there would be no us without Tim. So,
It's a big part of it. One
thanks,
of my
Tim.
first memories, and it pops up as a Facebook memory from, I think it was that first bonfire, you had put Cricket's tiger head on and you were dancing with the massive zucchini.
That was me back then. No shame. That was really good though. I think that was like one of the first content videos that they did for
So
things.
good.
Yeah, that was really fun.
That lives rent-free in my brain.
Yeah, that was a really different time for me. I don't know that you could get me to do that now. I don't know, maybe. I feel like I'm like coming out of this like cocoon that I was in for so long. And now
There's a
like I feel more
different kind
like
of like
free.
self-esteem. Like it's actual self-esteem now that we
Right.
don't drink alcohol. It's like
Right.
real.
It took a while to get here. I mean, even as of like last year, I feel like I, this thing I've always said is that I like want to find joy in like dancing again when I'm at shows and just like not being so like anxious about everything happening around me all the time. And I think that I'm starting to finally like break free of that and like just not worry or care so much. So I'm hoping that this summer, I can kind of come out of my shell a little bit again and just like be not so afraid of talking to people. But we'll see how that goes.
I felt like that at the two Burr Oak shows for the People Brothers that they did a couple weeks ago. It was really nice to be front and center. I haven't like rode the rail for years because I'm not up in the front anymore. I am behind the scenes, but it was really nice to be able to just be present in the moment, watching the show, singing along and dancing and not
Yeah, it
having
was so
to run
fun.
away. And then the next night going again, my AirPod fell out. Being able to hang out with like the DMG crew, we kind of occupied this ledge. As we do, we kind of find each other.
I can just hear it, see it, and smell it in my eyes right now.
So much love to my DMG crew. I'm so excited for the summer. It's going to be
Yeah.
a blast.
I hope one of you is listening.
Yeah,
Hope it's
right.
me, but I also wouldn't put it past any of them to like not even know how to figure out how to listen to a podcast in the best way possible. In the best way possible. Not in like a, oh, they're, in the way that's like that's just not their life. They're not as like in tune to social internet stuff as We
Well,
are
like Mama T said,
pretending to the earth, you
she
know?
only, right? They care about the earth. She
Yeah.
said, she's like, I don't even listen to podcasts like ever, but I listened to yours because she was in the car with Scotty and Scotty was listening. Hi,
Because he's our number
Scotty.
one fan, we know
So
He's
we just
just
need,
waiting for the episode where we just like talk about him the whole time, and
right?
then
We
he's
just
never gonna
gassed up
listen
Tim
again.
for minutes and didn't even mention him.
Scotty, you thought it was coming, but not yet.
So, but that's what we need. We need more people that already listen. Like, show us to somebody that already knows us. Like, hey, did you know that they're doing this? Did you see that?
Seven
You should
episodes
watch
in.
this. Yeah.
7 hours of Kylie and Karin. What
It's
more?
not enough hours.
It's not.
Not
There needs to
nearly.
be like 700,000 million bajillion. That sounds like a De Vere fact of like a factual number that he's like 700
Priest.
million bajillion birds live in a nest.
And they only say
You're wrong if you think otherwise.
I did tell him, I was like, Bubba, if you're going to be on the podcast again sharing your facts, they need to be less spicy
Factual. Can't be a
because,
liar.
they're cats. They do also like meow and growl and make cat noises. And he was like, oh, okay.
Get your facts straight, boy, before you come on to our podcast.
Yeah,
But
he's
he's cute when he
six.
lies, so it's okay. Isn't that the trap that we all find ourselves in at one point or
Oh
another?
my
But he's so
God.
cute when he lies.
Don't let the boys lie to you.
That's like most of my dating life. Ugh.
Yeah.
Liars.
Yikes.
Kidding. We don't need to go into that rabbit
No, we
hole
don't. We
today.
don't need to. You know what
We're
we
not.
can go into?
Ooh, what?
I just had to take a sip. So this is going to come out Tuesday. So this will be the day after, but we need to do a big birthday shout out to Bestie of the Pod, Kat. It's her
Oh, happy
birthday.
birthday,
Wah,
Kat.
wah, wah, wah. We are
That's the air
turning.
horn noise that I don't know how to make, so I didn't
Yeah.
try.
I hope the people staying in the rooms on either side of this don't come after me. I'm so sorry. I'll be done
I have the
soon.
same. I'm hoping I'm not waking up my neighbor too much. It's early in
Whatever. Good morning, neighbor. Ugh. So yeah, we turned 36 this year. Christina's birthday is in January, Kat's is in March, and then mine is in June. And we've all been friends since we were 11. So that's cool.
Really awesome. I mean, it's so
Yeah.
rare. That does not happen often anymore. I have friends that
Yeah.
I was friends with back then, but like we're not as close as you guys are. Like we check in every few months, maybe, or we'll, you know, send a message here and there. But
I've already texted them twice this morning.
yeah, it's great. I mean, that's just not, that's a rare friendship that like just doesn't happen really often. So it's definitely something to celebrate for sure. Like those friendships that start when you're younger and carry through life are like just, they're very rare. I just don't know if that's something you find very often. And if you're listening or viewing and you have that kind of friendship, talk about it in the comments. Shout
Yes.
out your besties and like show them some love
Tell
and
them
share
you
this
love
episode
them.
because that's, you know, we love our friends and we love gassing up our friends. We do that a
Yeah,
lot. Like I
we
used to
do it a
just
lot, a
write
lot.
random like sappy like Facebook posts every once in a while to different people just because it's just like who doesn't want to like log on or like you know get a message or something about like somebody just telling you how much they like appreciate and love you. Like it makes
Just
everything
out of
so
nowhere.
yeah, just like not
It's,
expected and for no
yeah.
reason at all.
It's such a fun random act of kindness, gassing up your friends unexpectedly.
It so is. And it's just like it's just a nice thing to do. And everybody deserves to hear those things about themselves every once in a while too. I think the world would be a better place. So let us
Yeah.
inspire you to do that. Reach out to people that you love in your life and first show them how much you love them by sharing our podcast with them, first and foremost. But second, let them know that you love them and care about them so much. And yeah, I have a friend, or we have a friend, Deb, who's really good about that. She like always lets people know how much she loves them and makes these amazing cards that she, you know, draws out, she colors, she paints on them, she sends them out in the mail. She's a big snail mail person. And
That's
like
amazing.
a lot of people listening to this or are viewing this, I know, have received one of those amazing Deb cards. And, like, she's just so good at making people feel, like, incredibly supported and special. And I'm just going to shout out for her quickly because she has taken the step to enter the Marquette Atwood Art Walk this year, which is a really cool event. And so she's in that. I've been helping her get ready and get some social media stuff going. So if you're looking for really, really cool, unique cards, head to Instagram at artinmotionwi and check out her art. And if you're in Madison, the art walk is going to be, I keep getting this wrong, but I think it's Sunday, May 5th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. She will be at 313 Elmside Boulevard selling her amazing, colorful things, and just come say hi. So we'll be there. Anyway,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
super. Just wanted super to give her a little
shout out because I'm really proud of her for putting herself out there. She's been wanting to do this ever since I've known her. She's been talking about entering the art walk, and she's lived at the place she lives now for 4 years, which puts her in the range of the art walk. So she's able to do that. So yay, we're proud of you.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, back to birthdays, bestie birthdays.
Yay, bestie birthday. I don't know what Kat's doing for her birthday. I think she said she didn't have many plans. Sometimes her and Ryan will like go travel. She usually likes to travel. She's been all over the world. She's been to Iceland and France and Australia, and she's just been all over the place. They got engaged in Iceland, actually. It was such a cool trip. They rented one of those vans and they slept in the van and drove it around. They did the hot springs. He proposed to her under a waterfall. It was amazing.
So amazing.
Ryan is amazing. Shout out to Ryan, Kat's husband. He's one of the sweetest men that I know. And couldn't think of a better partner for her.
She's gonna cry. Her first tears on the podcast.
I know. I love my friends so much.
Yeah, they love you. We love you. You're the best. Speaking of these dead flowers back here, I really like to keep flowers in the vases for like months after because I like dried flowers. There was a point in my house that I had like a dead dried flower cemetery where there was like vases of dried dead flowers everywhere. It was just like a vibe for a minute. But these are the ones you got me for my 5-year soberversary, still hanging out. They're my colors. They're white and yellow right now. So they're just existing still. It's not because I'm too lazy to throw them away. It's because I just like dead, dying or dried up flowers everywhere.
It's intentional.
It's like cottage core. I used to hang them upside down. I had like a closet space where I'd clip them and hang them. And then I had dried flowers like everywhere. I still have like the first set of flowers, like the first roses Dan got me. I still have like a dried one of it. I just like hold on to that stuff.
One day, what do you do with it? Do you like craft with them?
No, they just sit there.
Oh.
One day I want to have like a little like shed in my backyard that has them just like hanging up. And I just like to, I've seen like people have like in their kitchens, and they're like really cool old school kitchens where they have like a rope hanging up across it where they clip the dried flowers and herbs and stuff like that that they can use. That's just kind of a vibe that I'm into, but my apartment's a little small for that. It would just look scary and cluttered.
Well, you could just put it over a window.
I have my plants in my windows. Like that's the only downside is I only have like 2 usable windows really for plants. So I have to like push them all here. There's like 1 window in my kitchen where all of the plants are. So I don't have a lot of, someday maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get one day I'll have that space to be able to do that and keep my dried flower cemetery. Anyway, that's just one weird thing about me.
I like that. I keep some flowers, but I've been in weddings where they used artificial flowers, so I've been able to keep those bouquets forever.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Sounds like a lot of plastic.
No, there are these Kat used those like wood flowers that you paint.
Oh.
They're really cool. So I still have, I have the full bouquet. It's in the kitchen at home. We've got one of those racks where our pots hang on hooks, and it's just kind of up there, and I look at it every day. It's a beautiful
I've
bouquet.
always thought about, because every girl dreams of a wedding. And one of my thoughts down the road at one point was having dried flowers as the bouquets instead of living alive flowers. I
Will they
dried
fall
flowers.
apart? People holding
No,
them?
because like in no, they won't, because if you dry them correctly, no, if you dry them correctly, they stay intact really nicely. There's like a whole process for doing it the right way where you can do it. Like there's a CSA. Shout out to Sun Circle Gardens. I'm just shouting out all the friends
Ooh,
today.
everybody's getting the plugs.
Yeah, my friend Danny has an amazing flower farm, and she is doing a CSA this summer. So if anybody wants info on that, I'll shoot that link into the comment section on whatever I do this in. But I'll throw it up there. But she's doing CSAs, and part of the CSA is a dried flower CSA at the end of
That's
it.
awesome.
Yeah, so they you can if you do it right, you can preserve them really nicely, and they last. So that was always just a
Nice.
thought because I think I like the look of dried flowers. I'm just really into it. So we're
Right.
speaking of Dan and I are attempting a flower garden instead of veggies this year in both of our flower beds. So I've been gathering awesome tips. Thank you, Abby, for the awesome tips for what flowers to grow and just to make little fun bouquets for friends along the way this summer and just try my
Nice.
hand at flower gardening.
We can
So,
talk about gardening. I've got a garden
yeah.
bed that I'm going to do this year. One of my friends was getting his haircut with me yesterday. Shout out to Julian. What up, Juju? He has turned into like a master gardener and was giving me all kinds of tips. But I'm going to do a raised bed with some herbs and some like snap peas and some green onions. I've got radishes started. I'm gonna do some leaf lettuce.
Love it.
And yeah, I've got like rosemary, basil, chives, green onion, mint and parsley. I've got lavender started. Little green babies of
Oh,
lavender. I'm so
nice. I never do
excited.
well with lavender. I've tried and it just doesn't work out for me ever. But I love
I've got
that. Ooh.
like, yeah, I've got like mediocre expectations because it's my first year doing it.
That's a good call to have low expectations. Speaking from experience, we went all out on our flower our garden a couple years ago, and we had some stuff to produce. We had a lot of green beans. We had some squash, spaghetti squash. That was really cool.
Nice.
marigolds. Throw some marigolds in your garden. Those are really help to deter pests, and they're just like a really great companion plant to vegetables. One thing we knew but we forgot along the way is Dan is allergic to tomatoes,
Oh no.
to the plants. So the poor guy will go out and I don't know, forget that he's allergic to them, pick a tomato, and then all of a sudden his face is just three times.
Oh,
So he went through that a
baby.
couple times. So he's not letting me, not letting me, but we're not doing tomatoes in the garden this year. I might do a bucket. Tomato, like cherry tomatoes on my balcony, possibly, because I really like
Sure.
having them. I listened again to Mel Robbins at one point, and she had like this really great health and weight loss episode. And there was a doctor on there that talked about cooking with tomatoes and how that important that is for weight loss. There's some enzyme that releases that breaks down. It's like the brown fat in your body. I think that's the bad fat, the brown fat, the white fat. I don't know. But it breaks it down really nicely. So I had attempted one night where I took cherry tomatoes and just did the sauce and everything just homemade, and it was super easy with just olive oil and stuff. So I got really into that, and I'm like, that is something that is like doable for me because I need simple and easy. So I want to grow cherry tomatoes to be able to like, do that more. So
I love that.
yeah.
I like to take cherry tomatoes and a chunk of the Boursin bricks of cheese. They'll be like flavored garlic and herb. The whole brick is too much. You do
And
half
you're
a
not
brick
on
of it.
TikTok because that was a huge TikTok trend for ever.
Christina told me about it. Christina
Because she
taught me
saw it on
this.
TikTok.
I don't
It
know. She's
was like
just
a
a good
big fad for a while.
maybe, but I freaking love it. You do the cheese and the tomato with
And
olive
the
oil
oil.
and some salt and pepper. Put that in the oven for a little bit and then boil some noodles and then s just stir the noodles into it when you take it out of the oven and it's
That was
amazing. So good.
the big TikTok rage trend in like 2020 or 2021. That
Great.
like every other time you're scrolling, somebody's doing that on there. So see, you just need to get on TikTok.
I don't, but okay, that's okay.
I'm forcing her on through Hopes and Dreams podcast though. Stay tuned for that. We're gonna blow your minds with our awesome TikTok content that Kylie wants nothing to do with, but I'm making her do it anyway.
Only on nice days outside
We'll see.
will I do it.
She'll get hooked on it. I just know it already.
Oh boy.
I already see it happening. So I can't wait for that day that we can finally get that going. So we already have a TikTok channel. We haven't really announced it or talked about it yet, but we're on there. I've been posting stuff like here and there and
Yeah.
just seeing what happens and letting it just kind of happen organically before we do like a TikTok launch.
Right on.
I have
But
dreams for us, baby. I have dreams. I see it all in my head. The four people that will eventually have listening are really going to be entertained by us. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, it's raining still, but it looks like it's
Have
clearing up. The sky is getting light.
you looked at a weather forecast?
Yeah, I knew it was going to rain this morning. It
Just
should
this
stop
morning, though. It's supposed to clear up.
just this morning. Yeah, it'll clear up and be sort of cloudy, but it's going to be like mid to high 60s during the day, so that's
Oh,
nice.
nice.
It's not going to be cold. It's a little bit warmer down here, 6 hours south.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at what it's supposed to be like here today.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little antsy. I'm getting cabin fever a little bit. Yesterday was pretty rough. After I got done teaching, Dan and I were on the phone trying to figure out what we were going to do, and I just like had a full tantrum because I'm like, there's nothing to do. The weather sucks. We can't go do anything. I don't want to go walk around stores. So I just came home and like laid on my couch for an hour. I'm like, this is all I've been doing all winter, and
Sometimes that's all you need.
I'm ready to get outside. I want to go outside and I want to
Yeah.
do the things. And it's so funny because one year I remember being outside and like hiking all the time. That's because that's the only thing we had going in the world. It was like 2020 and 2021. I hiked like 3 times a week, even in the dead of the coldest cold of winter. I was outside and
Yes.
now it's like 50 degrees. I'm like, I don't want to go outside. It's too cold. So it's a me
Excited
problem.
for hikes.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait to just be like, the little like just hints of spring and the smells and the birds and just being out in nature.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for it. I just can't wait to go start our st oh, ooh, step bet.
Step bet. I'm
So
in
we're
one
gonna have to
already.
talk about this.
I
Okay, well, let's talk
started.
about mine instead. Great. So we are doing one. I'm hosting one. Starting April 21st through June 1st, it is Path to Progress Spring. Spring is all caps on that. If you download the Step Bet app, you can find the game code. It's a $40 buy-in, which means that you put $40 towards it after you download the app, and then it sets your goals based off of your current activity on your Garmin, your Apple Fit, your Google, your Fitbit, whatever.
Or
Thing
your
it'll tell
phone.
you which ones it takes, or your phone. Yeah, it's the health apps though, so it'll tell you which one it takes, and then you become part of this group or whatever, and it sets goals for you. It's a 6-week thing, and if you meet all your goals, you get all of your money back plus whatever's left in the pot. I think the pot's up to like almost $600 right now, and we
Nice.
still have like 29 days to join. So if anybody's interested, I will shoot the link for that. I'm just gonna have to add a lot of links into this.
All of the links.
We'll post about it at some point too, just so
Yeah.
people can join. But we do plan on eventually hosting our own Hopes and Dreams step bet, like a step and listen kind of thing. So when you're
Yeah.
listening to the podcast, when you're walking, you're kind of, doing a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a
Double
two birds,
whammy.
one stone. You're doing two things at once. Dang it.
I've been telling all my clients and my client friends about it and sending the link to a bunch of people. So hopefully we get a lot of people signed up. What's cool about the stud bet, how I like to describe it when I talk about it, is you're betting against yourself because you put $40 in. It sets goals based on your current activity, so they're reachable goals. And if you win, you get your money back, but then you also profit off of other people's failure. Not that we want people to fail, but if you do,
Shout out
we
to
benefit. I joined the
Sorry,
stud bet
Alex.
at the end of last year. I did a 6-week game that had a 5% increase every week. And at the end of it, my power days, you have 2 power days, 4 active days, and 1 rest day. My power days were 17,000, and it was so hard to get that many steps in. Just like, I don't have the time of day if I'm not out at a music festival. Like 15 is achievable for me, but 17 was really, really hard. But at the
But
end of
you
it, I profited like $25 because there were, a thousand people in that game
Right.
and the
It
pot
just
was huge.
depends. It just depends.
Yeah.
Let's not discourage people from joining it already.
No, definitely join. It's like I said, it sets your goals based on your current activity. So your goals are reachable. They're going to be a bit of a challenge, but that's the point. Get
And you're
outside and
only
challenge yourself a little
competing
bit.
against Yeah, you're only competing against yourself. You're not competing against
Yeah.
other people, and nobody else can see what your goals are. So if you're not somebody
Right.
that's currently very active, that shouldn't discourage you from joining. There's no shame in it if you really don't move. Like currently, I was going from like 15,000 steps a day to like my goals are so low because the last couple months I like really haven't done anything. I was hitting the gym
Yeah.
so hard like every day, and I was
Yeah.
doing really, really well. And then all of a sudden, like that slump just hit me and I haven't done anything. So my goals are super low. And there's no shame in that. It's okay.
Not
Cause
at
we'll build
all.
back up. We'll build back up. Cause we're going to do
I.
the Hopes and Dreams one, hopefully in the summer. So then, ours are probably going to be a lot higher and we'll be out at Driftless and we'll be getting like 30,000 steps a day plus. So,
So much. But
so many
something that
steps.
I really like about it is there's like a news feed and you can post and interact with the people that are in the game. And I love the encouragement that people give each other when they say, "Yes, I got my power days in." And so what if
Yeah,
their
it's so
goal was
fun.
only 7,000? Like for them, that's a power day.
But
That's
we don't know.
huge.
We won't know that. Like, there's
Unless
no way
they
unless you
show
share.
it, because a lot of people will like share the screenshot of them getting their power days in. And
Right.
I love that kind of
Me
interaction. I
too.
love that like that elevation and that lifting each other up.
Yeah.
It just
It's
makes it
just
so much
a
fun.
positive thing. I love it so
Yeah.
much. And we could do an entire episode on the benefits of walking and how walking is so important to me. And it's such a big deal because it's one of those things that, like, no matter where you're at, you can take a couple steps. You can take a couple steps forward. And it's just such a great beginning to any sort of like wellness journey. If you want to just start taking small steps, literally, walking is like such a big deal. There's just so many health benefits. It's so great for your cardiovascular health. It's
Yep.
just, it makes you feel so good. It like I literally can tell when I start going on my walking routine. Like I have a route I take in Madison that's pretty regular. Just it just changes everything in me. I just like can start in the worst mood or being upset or sad or whatever. And like by the time I hit the lake, I'm just like the birds are coming out, like the chick from Zooey Deschanel is popping out and singing songs to me. There's little cartoon birds on my
Right.
shoulders. Like that's how
Oh,
it feels like
jeez.
every single time. It's so big for your mental health. So
Yeah.
maybe today I'll go for a walk, even though I'm kind of like meh about it. But I gotta
I'm
practice what I preach. That's I'm,
right.
can't be a hypocrite.
Yeah, I'm in a 3-week bet right now. I joined another one just to get started, and this is the last day of the warm-up week. It's only a 3-week game, but I have to get a power day in. I don't have to because the warm-up weeks, you can miss a day, but I anticipate absolutely getting my power day in today. And I just love how it's like the easiest motivation to just
It really
go
is.
walk. Like I'm monetarily motivated to go get those steps in. And I've had clients and family members ask me like, "Kylie, you look amazing. What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Walking."
And
And
Pilates.
Pilates once a week. That's my new Saturday morning routine and I'm obsessed with it.
We have
But
so much
walking,
fun.
it is a blast. My next door neighbor Nikki comes with, shout out to Nikki.
Yeah, we've got a couple more with you. You got to sign up for next week because there's only two spots left.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that exciting?
I use my plasma money to pay for my Pilates classes.
I love it.
Isn't that cool?
Just great. I don't care how you pay for it. Just be there. I love
Right?
it.
Yeah. So walking, that's all I do. I try not to eat too much junk food or fast food, but like take my dog for an hour long walk 3 to 5 nights a week. And it's amazing. I love
It
it.
is really helpful. I mean, it's just I can't say enough things about it. Like I said, we
Yeah.
probably will do a whole walking episode about it at some point, like when we're
While
gonna,
we're walking.
well, when we're gonna like, talk about our hopes and dreams step bet and stuff. And that'll be cool. That'll be really great for our community of listeners and viewers because we can post like exclusive content in there or just like share just different things and really find a way to like bring this community together and also be healthy and gassing each other up, you guys too. So if you want to be part of that, comment and let us know. But that'll be
We'll put.
something in the summer that we'll do after this next step that is over. So
Can't sit
where are you going?
still. Just moving because I can't sit still.
Oh yeah.
Just getting comfortable in a different position. We had to sit in Alex's truck for 6 hours yesterday, so my butt is tired of sitting.
I bet. You can get up and run around in circles if you want.
Should I shout this? The light is a little bit lighter. Let's show people who are watching. This hotel that I'm at, if you can see the river. See
Ooh,
this
there's a pool.
river? Isn't it nice?
Nice. What a nice view.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Nice.
It's gonna be lovely.
I can't tell if you can see, but all you can see is my neighbor's bathroom through here to my
Cute.
right. But it might be
Super
like
cute.
backlit because of the sun coming. I don't know. Can't
It's
see what
pretty
you can see.
bright. I can't see. I just see light.
Good. That was
Yeah.
kind of the intention. My dog is moving around now. I think she's gotten more settled with the situation at hand. She was a little like, "What are you doing right now?"
Right.
Because I have the ring light out. Because I won't be on video now without it. I'm obsessed with it now.
I'm
I
glad
tell
I figured
Tyler,
out how to turn all the lights on.
I'm gonna have a whole production studio soon enough. Hi, Sue. There she is.
Hi,
She's just
Susie.
wiggling her way over here.
Hi.
Hi,
She's so
Bones.
cute. I
She
love her
is.
so much.
She's the sweetest
I,
thing.
so when we go out of town, Alex's mom takes Manny, our dog, for us, and then I hire a pet care company to come check in on the cat. But not last night, but the night before, Friday night, I went to bed and he never comes to bed with me. He always comes up after Alex lets him out for the last time of the night. And I got up in the middle of the night to pee, as I have been lately, because I drink a lot of water and I wake up at 3 or 4 a.m. every night to pee. I crawled back in bed and I was like, "Where's Mamo? I don't have his fuzz to like lull me back to sleep." And it took a while for me to realize, "Oh yeah, he's at Kathy's house." He's not here. It was so sad. Hi, Susie.
She does this little purring thing. And I was trying to see if the mic would catch it. She's so sweet.
She is the
She
sweetest.
just stares at me. It's kind of creepy sometimes, but
I
I love
mean,
her. She loves this. She loves her little chin scratch.
yeah.
Hey, Bubba. She's like, I
Dogs are the
want to be on the
best,
podcast.
right? One of my favorite dog things is this cartoon that circulated the internet where a stick figure is going about his day, interacts with somebody, and like absorbs their shadow in his arm,
So
and
cute.
interacts with another person and absorbs their shadow in his arm. And by the time he gets home, he is full of shadow, but then he gets to his dog and the dog takes it all away. And it's just like, oh my God.
True. She's
Dogs are
sniffing the
special.
mic, so I apologize if that sounds really weird to everybody. She's very curious. Oh, doesn't like it. She's very opinionated. I'm surprised she's letting me do this, in fact.
Because she
Crazy.
knows I'm on the other end.
Yeah, that's Auntie Kylie. Look.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm very lucky that she lets me exist with her in this world, aren't I?
To our viewers and our listeners, post pictures of your animals in our
Please,
comments.
We want to see your pets.
We want to see all your pets, any kind.
Especially if you have like lizards. I love
them. Yes. Devere and I went to PetSmart to get cat food. But so listen, I'm not personally into animals kept in cages. I've got a rule in our house that if we want a pet, it has to be able to roam freely in the house. But PetSmart had a chameleon, and this chameleon was like this big, like the size of my finger. It was so tiny, I didn't realize they were that small. And his little eyeball was going around in a circle looking at us. I do get sad seeing birds in cages. That's my least favorite animal to be kept in a cage.
That's a whole other episode I can get into because my animal activism, my blood boils when I think, I mean, personally, I don't even like zoos. Unless they're like a zoo that has like a rehab program.
Right.
I can't even like think, I'd hate it. I hate all of it. I hate SeaWorld, especially.
Everybody does.
You like that? No, they don't. Not everybody hates that. People still go there. And it's sad. And you shouldn't. But if you do, whatever. That's like I said, that's a very, very strong opinion of mine that I could just go down and you're all awful human beings for going there.
At least the circus doesn't have animals anymore. That's nice.
What?
At least the circus doesn't have animals anymore.
No. That is a whole other thing, too. It's all just awful. I mean, it's a whole thing. But you're a terrible human being if you support places like SeaWorld. There it is. Cancel me if you want, but
instead of buying, a ticket, donate to a shelter that helps animals live a comfortable and happy life.
Like going to a place that the parking lot is four times the size of the giant whale's aquarium that it's kept in is a sure sign that something's not right there. So
yep, it's a good sign that you should leave.
How do you feel about it, Susie? Susie's a rescue pity.
Yeah,
she's like me. She was a little girl when they took her out of a dog fighting ring situation. And she had been cropped, and they don't know if she was meant to be either a breeder or a little bait dog.
Yeah.
But she got out of that, and now she is a pillow princess and a little petite. She's the best ever. But she just doesn't Manny, like other dogs.
Right. She just doesn't like other dogs. Manny is pretty good with other dogs. He's a barky, reactive dog, but that's because he's got beagles. Yeah, but we got Manny through Fetch Wisconsin. Shout out to Fetch Wisconsin. They take whole families of dogs from southern states who are put in high kill shelters. The overpopulation in the south is really sad, but Fetch Wisconsin brings them up by the pack. And what they do, something that they do is really cute. They'll give each group of dogs a themed name where it's pasta or it's trees or it's cocktails. So Manny was Manhattan. His siblings were Cosmo and Arnold Palmer. I forget the other ones, but
named after alcohol. That's
everybody else changed their dog's names except for us. I was like, you know, I don't like Manhattan, but we could just call him Manny and it stuck.
And Susie's name was Katie.
Oh.
K-A-T-Y.
Okay.
When I first started. So you have to keep the, like, dogs respond to, like, syllables. Sure. They don't so much respond to, like, the name, but it has to, like, phonetically sound like mm-mm for them. So we kept, so Katie, Susie was, like, a natural kind of thing that she'd still, because I got her when she was 7 months.
Oh, okay.
So she was, like, old enough to know her name at that point. So I wanted to keep it similar. So Susie being a fish song, Susie Greenberg, was just very easy to keep it. Yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say? She's leaving now.
Okay, great.
She's slithering off of the couch. Maybe. I don't know what she's doing. She's doing gymnastics right now. I don't know if you can see it, though.
No, she's out of the view now.
Okay.
I've got one more fetch shout out, though. My coworker, Jesse. Hi, Jesse. And Lisa, Jessie is currently fostering with Fetch right now, and she's got this super sweet pup named Anna. That litter was named after like Disney characters. So there was Anna and there was Elsa, which is super cute. She's a beautiful like husky shepherd pit something mix. She's got a blue eye and a hazel eye, and she's so sweet. She's almost adopted, but if she's not, go to the Fetch website and look at all of the dogs that they have available. They make it really easy to foster. They make it really easy to foster fail. If you have a foster dog and you decide you want to keep it, which is what we did with Manny,
I
we
hate
started
noises.
fostering him,
Got it.
and then told them that we wanted to adopt him and just keep him. And they made that really easy. So support your local rescue organizations. If you are allergic to animals, I'm so sorry. That makes my heart sad, but you can still
That's sad.
donate.
Yep. Can still help.
You can still be helpful, and it matters because there's so
It
many
does.
animals in this world. Let's give
It
them some
makes such a
love.
difference. It makes
Yeah.
such a difference. So the funny story about Susie I want to tell quick is I
Yeah.
actually went to get a pig. I had wanted a pig for a long, 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 long. I still do.
I
It's my dream
shouldn't
to
have
have a
taken
pig.
a sip at that moment.
They're my favorite animals in the whole world. I love pigs and I wanted one. And there was a rescue that had a mom, a dad, and a baby pig. This is when like the micro pig thing was a fad before I realized that like
Christina still wants a
there's no
pig.
such thing as a micro pig, people. There's no such thing. What it is
No.
a not properly nutritionally taken care of pig, because they all get big. They do.
Yeah.
So I went to go adopt one. His name was Henry, and I went to go meet him at this rescue.
Henry.
And oh my God. And so I went to go meet him, and he was just kind of not friendly. He wasn't like a He wasn't the kind of pig that you're like, oh, this is going to make a great little buddy of mine and everything. He was a little like bitey, and his parents, I had got a glimpse of them in the background, and they were enormous. And I was like, yeah, this isn't. I was worried I had already put a deposit down on him and everything. So I was a little like, oh no. So
Oh
I think
no.
the person who was talking to me kind of saw that in my face. So they're like, well, do you know of anybody looking for a dog? And then they took me back and they showed me Susie, like she had just come in from the south. And they were like, yeah, we're looking for somebody to, rescue this dog or whatever. And my partner at the time, we opened up the cage that she was in, and Susie just like ended up in his arms and like put her head down on his shoulder. And it was just like, so we left. We're like, okay, we're gonna go and like get some things for the pig for Henry or whatever. And I ended up calling back and being like, is there any way we can transfer the deposit over to get Susie? We just loved her so much. And he's like, yeah, I figured that was gonna happen. So
Oh,
that's
I'm
how we
glad
ended
they
up with
did that.
her. And
Amazing.
we adopted a Chihuahua shortly after her, named Frankie. But when my partner and I split, Frankie had, we kind of let the dogs choose who they wanted to go with.
Sure.
We had, like, when we were like living together for a little while after the breakup. And so we had separate rooms and we kind of just like let the dogs choose who they wanted to like be with at night. And Susie gravitated towards me and Frankie gravitated towards him. So it was a natural selection. So she's been
Nice.
with me ever since and Frankie's been with him. And I think it worked out because she's my soul dog. So,
Yeah.
but thank God I didn't get a fucking pig.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
Was living in an apartment at the time. Just not using my like brain because I thought it was going to be this like little tiny pig in a harness and
Right.
it was going to be the coolest thing ever. And like that just doesn't exist. That's
No.
not, unless you want to like not have them live happily and properly. So thank goodness Susie came along because I'd have a freaking pig right
You
now.
would have
Like
a pig. You'd have a giant pig.
a giant, I wouldn't. Something would have happened and it would have had to go to a farm and who knows. So.
Could have been out at Driftless, but then, they don't survive long out there.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
But anyway, so like that's the story of Sue. But I
it.
think do we have anything else that we need to really touch on?
What are you up to this week? What's going to happen?
Work.
All of the work. Nice.
I'm working quite a bit this week. I don't have any thing planned for a long time, and I think that's part of why I'm like, ugh.
Sure.
Because it's just, I don't have anything like super exciting to look forward to right now. So until summer happens, and that's just so far away. So yeah, I'm just going to work a lot this week and
Right on.
do what I do, I suppose. How about you? Besides being on vacation right now.
Well, we come back on Tuesday, so it's a short vacay. Devere and I might do something fun on Wednesday. We'll go shoe shopping with my mother-in-law on Thursday, which I'm
That's
really
fun.
excited about. Her and I have been wanting a shopping date for a while, and so she's like, "Hey, we have this day open. We're going shoe shopping." I'm like, "Great, let's
I
do
love
that."
it.
I work on Friday. We've got a kid's birthday party on Saturday. And then Tuesday, April 1st, is my husband's
Oh.
birthday.
And oh, that's right. We're going to the,
We're going to the Brewer game.
yeah.
Little thumbs up popped up there.
Where
You
did that
see
come
that?
from?
I don't
Yeah,
know.
why?
It happens. It happens when you're in a video chat sometimes. Thumbs up. Maybe it'll
Somebody
happen
watching
again.
us?
Oh, there
Oh.
it is. So yeah, Alex Parsons, another shout out. His birthday is April 1st, and we're gonna go to a Brewer game with Karin and Dan, and Devere will come with us, and we've got club seats, and we're gonna have all of the delicious
Waffle
food.
fries and soft
Yes,
serves.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for baseball season. I'm like, it's the sport that I think I'm most excited about in my adulthood. I love watching football at home, but I don't want to go to football games. I
I love
love
it.
going to baseball games.
I love football games. I'm opposite. I love baseball games too. Like, I just
Yeah.
love being there. Whether I'm like knowing what's going on or paying attention, football games I get really into. We went to the Packer game this year for on Thanksgiving,
Yeah.
and it was cold, but I was like having a blast. I just like
Nice.
love it. I get in there and I'm like, rah, I get really into it. Baseball, I'm just kind of like, I'm here for the vibes. Because there's
Right.
just so many activities happening, and Miller Park is, I will call it Miller Park forever.
Miller Park, yep.
Yeah, it's Miller Park forever. And it is just such a fun experience. I spent a lot of time there in my life and I love it. So that'll be something really exciting. So that's something to look forward to. I
That's
take
something
it
to look
back.
forward to, yeah.
Yeah, and that's coming up soonish.
AP's birthday is always a fun thing. And he's so like, because his birthday is April 1st, he always thinks I've got something up my sleeve. And I've only been able to pull off a surprise one time. And
Last
that
year,
one
right?
time, no.
Didn't we have
Was
special guests to the game?
oh yeah, we had our friend Jeff join us,
Yeah.
and that was a good surprise. So I guess I've pulled off some surprises, but the best one was when we were dating. It was his 35th birthday. I was 24 because he's 11 years older than me. So I had managed to coordinate with the Up North bar and get like 30 of our friends to come to the Up North
Managed.
bar on a Wednesday afternoon. Our parents were both there. Our moms met for the first time. My mom got a cake with his face on it. It's this ridiculous picture from a game night at my cousin's house where you like pick a card and you go get something out of their closet and wear it for the rest of the game. So he had like a helmet on and he's making a silly Parsons face. So that was the cake. It was so much fun. My mom was like, "How do your friends have jobs? How are people here at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday?" I'm like, "Mom, Alex Parsons is a big deal.
It's a
Like,
big
people
deal.
took the day off work to be here for this party. We had bag toss, we had a grill going, we like took over the
And he's a
bar and the
surprise
parking
to him the
lot.
whole time.
It was a complete surprise.
That's fun. He would
It
hate that
was,
now
yeah, he would, absolutely.
so much. Can you imagine? We're like, hey, Alex, we're gonna surprise you on your birthday by putting you in a room full of people and
My
no
God,
snacks.
and no snacks. That was his nightmare.
My God, that's serious. Mine too. I mean, if it's people like my closest people, I'm cool with it, but
Yeah.
gosh, no thanks. Well, this is officially our longest episode ever.
Yay!
I was afraid we weren't going to have anything to talk about for this one, honestly. I was
We
a little like,
always
oh,
have something to talk about.
we
I'm never
do.
worried about it.
This is just kind of an inside look at our like regular conversations we have normally. We filter just a little bit. We're like mildly filtered. I
Yeah.
am anyway. I try to hold back
Yeah.
because I have such strong opinions about things. So I'm trying really hard to like reel that in a little bit so I'm not offending the whole entire world. Because trust me, if there's a way to offend, I will find it.
Right.
And so I'm trying to really hold that back. But
You're doing great.
Great. We'll see what happens.
This has been
So,
great. What a lovely episode we had.
it's been a great day. We're so
Thank you
far
so
away from
much.
each other.
I
So it's so
know.
funny that we could find this time to do this all the way 6 hours away from each other, but when we're here.
When we checked in last night, I was like, "Are there any like empty conference rooms that I can use?" And she's like, "Yeah, there's conference rooms on the second floor." And I used my key to get in.
Perfect.
And
Perfect.
it's been great.
Yeah, we're gearing up. Hopefully we're in the works of something pretty special for the next episode. So hopefully it
Yes.
all works out the way we want it to. We may or may not be shooting from a fun location with some fun guests. We're keeping our fingers crossed for that it works out just like schedule-wise for everybody, because these are some busy people in our lives that we're trying to
Help us manifest it,
coordinate with.
everybody.
Yes, please, please,
Put out
just
the
trust
good
me.
vibes for
You guys
us.
will all love this one so
It's
much.
gonna be great.
So
I'm really excited.
hopefully we can make this happen and coordinate
Yas.
that and get it all going. So that's another thing to look forward to. Yeah. So
Woo!
here we are. We're counting our blessings here. We're counting our blessings.
Yay.
So
Thank you so
thanks,
much for listening
everyone.
and
Yeah.
watching. Buy
Yeah.
me a coffee.
Buymeacoffee.com/hopesanddreamspodcast if you want to sprinkle in a little monetary love for us into our little coffee cups.
Your love tastes so good.
All right, everyone. We will we'll see you next time.
Next week. Love you. Bye.
Bye.